The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Catch us out on the internet at linewsradio.com, where we stream the show live every week. And also check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. That's your place to suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in. And your school may be the next one right here in our spotlight. This is Bob Vecchio. Thank you for tuning in each and every week to hear about the amazing programs that our students are tackling in our schools across Long Island. This week, we continue our conversation with the folks from the William Floyd School District, geometry and construction, career tech education, and all good things to make sure that students are well prepared for real world, real life applications upon graduation, whether it be for higher education or going right into the trades. And Mr. Vassallo, in the first episode that we spoke about last week, we were talking about the importance of CTE, career tech ed, and you know the void that is involved in the trades. Tell me about how William Floyd and how you guys have set that up there as far as how it aligns with so many different things, depending on the path. It might not just be construction. It could be culinary. It could be automotive, small engineering repair, engineering, a medical track. But the program really gives you multiple pathways and has a concentration to make sure that these kids are well prepared for the next step. How do you guys go about that?
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. We do concentrate on construction, but these students are building a set of skills right off the bat with us. Even if it is based on construction, they're building problem solving skills, which could directly relate to any of the CTE classes that we offer here at our high school. So many of our students actually move on. Some of them will stay with construction and carpentry and move up that pathway. Many of them will go towards even something like culinary or automotive or power sports. And they have a huge advantage sometimes, you know, over the rest because of the problem-solving skills that we present to them. We do not give the students necessarily anything. Everything that they have is earned. We don't give them answers. They work with each other. You know, as Zoe was saying in the previous episode, she gets to work with her friends or her peers. So many of the challenges that they have to work with each other first. Us, the teachers, the facilitators, are the last line that we like to consider for help. So that really helps build their stamina as far as attacking a problem, and that directly relates to you know any sort of career or pathway that they might want to go to. They have this endurance that they can handle problems, whether it's construction, carpentry, automotive, power sports, culinary, really anything out there in the world. And you know, you say there's a disconnect, Bob, about you know how many students are suggested to go right into a college. It's more of college or career ready, and many of our students right out of high school are ready to jump in and into a very well paying and great job right off the bat, and being very successful. And that's just another option that we like to give to our students. And we started in our ninth grade geometry and construction class, and you know we've seen many success over the years. And our first year was 4 years ago with David, who you spoke with earlier, and he's actually jumping into a career, a college that will help him for a career later on as well.
All right. And David, when we were speaking in the last episode, we were talking about birdhouses and cornhole boards, and I'm going to anxiously await, you know, it'll be a great Christmas present, Mr. Buffalino, you know, to make sure those order forms are sent to the board, because I'm telling you, it's going to be set up in my backyard. We're going to have a few good rounds there. But in addition to that, we were talking off the air about how you guys scaled down an actual architectural design and built the house. Tell me about that process, because that's pretty intricate, you know, to take real plans and then scale it down somewhat and then build it from there. Take us through that process.
So, yeah, I remember that project quite well, as I very much enjoyed that project because at first it seemed quite daunting with the fact that we were handed legitimate architectural plans and we had to construct a model out of that. We ended up having to scale it down, as you said, for every 5/8 of an inch is equal to 1 foot on the plans.
Wow.
And we actually created the dormers, the walls, everything out of balsa wood. And we had hot glue it together and everything. And over the course of, I think, 2 or 3 weeks, we were able to fully construct a model of a house, and now those are on presentation in the school.
So you're a high school senior, and Mr. Vassallo was alluding to it. Tell us about the next steps for your path and how in ninth grade geometry and construction and every step that you've taken since is helping you for your next step. So I know off the air we spoke about it, but let the listening audience know what you're planning on and what you're getting into after you graduate this coming June.
So after I graduate, I plan to go to Rochester Institute of Technology, aiming primarily for robotics engineering. I definitely wouldn't have been able to get there without the problem-solving skills I've learned in the geometry and construction class, because throughout the courses I've taken in order to go through the CTE pathway, it's definitely rigorous courses that require some serious problem-solving skills, and without geometry and construction, I probably wouldn't have been able to solve those issues.
And RIT isn't taking slackers either, so...
No, it is not.
Yeah, good job for you. And robotics, you mentioned, so... You're involved with the robotics club at the high school, I presume?
Yes, I am. I'm the team captain.
Team captain. So I know we're going to get a little off track here. Tell the listening audience a little bit about robotics. Give us a selling pitch. And I often tell folks, if you've never been to a robotics competition, it is something that you really need to do because it's pretty cool, number one. But the pandemonium, I guess, is the best way to describe it in the audience. I always sit there and say it's Big Bang Theory on steroids with a lot of sugar infused in there, too, because I just can't believe the energy level at these things. So tell us what got you into robotics and what's kept your interest in there.
So what really got me into it is that ever since I was a kid, I've always been interested in robots and building things, engineering mainly. And although in elementary school, I didn't have the opportunity to really nurture that passion, come middle school and high school, I really have been able to do that with FIRST Robotics and the levels of competition that they have. In middle school, we started off with Legos, the Lego Mindstorm sets. But then once we got to high school, we really got to work with the finer materials, metal, laser cutters, CNC machines. You think it, we have it. And we have access to that.
And you guys also have access to a pretty unique partnership as far as advisors go. Who do you guys partner up with?
We partner with local businesses around the community. We also have international companies such as Festo. The local companies we have is Fine Line Routing. And recently, as of a matter of a few days ago, we actually recently acquired Biodex.
Oh, very nice. And you also have some outside advisors as well, right?
Yeah, we do. We have teachers in the school that we work with. We work with Mr. Carpenone, who is the team coach. And then we also have advisors, Mr. Brand, Carson, Miss Casey, along with Mr. Orlando.
Okay, great. You guys still have the partnership with Brookhaven Lab, too?
Yes, we do.
Which isn't bad. I mean, it's only one of the world-class operations in the world as far as engineering goes, so you have pretty good access to that asset, which is right up the road from the William Floyd High School. Zoe, again, you're freshman in high school, and we were talking off the air that you actually started in another school district, and here you are at William Floyd, so... Tell me about your experiences at Floyd so far and what you like about it compared to where you came from.
Well, you know, you always have a special place in your heart about where you originally came from.
Sure. You never forget your first love, as they would say. So what about William Floyd have you enjoyed so far?
Well, I love the fact that they have a whole nother different array of options and classes that you can take to help you guide. It's sort of a guide towards what career you aspire to take. Like, it's a little bit of like extra help.
Yeah. And what do you also see getting excited about beyond ninth grade that you might want to explore in your, you know, sophomore, junior, and senior years of some of the program offerings at the high school? Has this helped open your eyes to some other things that you might not have maybe tried to go after to begin with? Well, you're pretty determined. You're pretty set on what you're looking for, right? So what are some of the other things that you think you're going to be taking in the future at William Floyd?
Like as classes?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to definitely, like, I'm not in honors now.
Right.
But I'm definitely aspiring to be all honors classes, honors, just everything.
Okay. And what has inspired you so far to want to get into education? What is the driving force behind saying, I want to be a teacher? Why do you want to be a teacher?
Well, you know, because I am very good with kids, mm-hmm. A, and B, I love to learn and I love to help my mind grow. And I love to help other people with that.
Great. What Mr. Buffalino, there's also a competition set here associated with the track and geometry and construction. Let's talk about that a little bit, that these kids can compete in and maybe open up some other doors for them.
Well, you said competition, and that's something that we talk about all the time in our classes. We have two sections of geometry and construction right now, and both we kind of set them against each other in a good way. It's completely fun, and anytime you can talk about competition with kids, it kind of lights a spark in them that they maybe didn't even know existed. But talking about competitions, we could go back to the interview process that we send the kids through, and we can discuss that a little bit more.
When we come back from the break. I'm telling you, he's getting his radio voice on. We'll be back from the break. You're listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. We'll be right back after this.
I was watching that.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Catch us out on the web at linewsradio.com. Bob Vecchio, we're continuing our conversation with the folks from the William Floyd High School, home of the Colonials. And we're talking geometry and construction. We're talking career tech ed. We're talking with a student who is on a path for engineering and another student who just her first year in high school and is already on a path and determined, a very determined, persuasive young lady who's going to get into education, probably elementary education, Zoe. Is that what we're focused on?
Yes, sir.
All right. And of all the classes that you take, what would you say is your strongest, like you feel the most confident about taking? Mm-hmm. Like you have math, you have English, you know, those core subjects. Which one do you feel most comfortable in? Was it math?
Yeah, I've always been really good at math. I'm surprised. My mom is terrible at math.
So mom was terrible at math, so you're really good at it. So very good. And what are some of the any other core subject area that you are really fond of or really enjoy taking?
Well, you know, I love taking all the subjects, honestly, and I'm surprised to hear that coming out of my mouth because that's not something that the average student would say often.
No, not at all.
All subjects.
Yeah, all subjects. And listen, math and sciences are usually the two least chosen as favorites, right? And you always hear about social studies. But engineering and David, as a high school senior, we were talking during the break, you really have taken full advantage of all the opportunities from an engineering and technology standpoint that you could at William Floyd. Take us through that as a sophomore, you know, as a freshman, sophomore. What are the classes that you have taken that has really helped you prepare for RIT? Because that's a pretty big accomplishment there.
It is indeed. I quite literally took advantage of all opportunities, considering that I've taken almost every class that William Floyd offers in the technology department, except for a few, but that's because they were only ninth grade, but I stuck to GIC.
Right.
There's a lot of classes that you can take in the technology department that lead you through different pathways, whether it's the robotics, design, and things like that. But I've wanted to branch myself out so I can become essentially a jack of all trades, right, so I can have knowledge of everything so I can go in whatever path that life takes me. Through all the classes, there's, you know, computer animation, robotics, principles of engineering, all the basics that you can learn to help set me up for when I head off to college.
All right. So in addition to robotics, principles in engineering, and what was the other one you had mentioned?
Computer animation.
Anything else that you took along the way?
Other things that I could
This is outside of your core subjects that the state requires you to take.
Yeah, all of them were.
Yeah.
There was media production, which we were working primarily with Photoshop and things of that nature. Other things that I can think of. Yeah, for some reason my memory's failing me.
That's okay.
It's a lot of classes.
Yep. Now, Mr. Buffalino, before the break, we were talking about some competitions, and I was getting a little confused because Skills USA is more along the CTE track, not geometry construction, but William Floyd had a unique setting and tell us a little bit about that.
So, yeah, so the SkillsUSA, they won't get to until 11th or 12th if they choose to take that CTE pathway, carpentry and cosmetology, barbering now.
Yeah. But and as a matter of fact, the instructor for the barbering, just a little side note, has been the official barber for the last two U.S. Opens, by the way.
Yeah, my
and
guy.
A local resident, yeah.
Anthony Mr. Montanez. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Sir, Monty.
So, yeah, I could talk about him all day. But let's. So, ninth grade, right, the students had an opportunity, and this was 4 years ago, David's year, where they could actually participate in what was called an elevator pitch. And this was actually through the business department, which is pretty amazing. So our GIC kids could branch out to anything they wanted to do, CTE, business, any other pathways, but they always excelled. And what was really amazing was three of our GIC ninth grade students went up against 12th graders, 11th graders who had been coached and honed in on business. And they basically competed in this elevator pitch, which was kind of like you were saying earlier. It's like a Shark Tank. You know, here's my idea. Here's how it'll help the world. And they had, I think it was something like 3 minutes to pitch their idea.
Wow.
And our three students placed in first, second, and one got an honorable mention.
Wow. And they're pitching it to people in the business community, real folks that will either know if the idea is worth something or not worth something, or if somebody's just, you know, not selling it or selling it very well. These are serious folks.
Yeah, these are local business people, and there's no sugarcoating involved.
Yeah, and that's the best way to handle it. So, Mr. Vassallo, in addition to the geometry and construction, and we talk kind of focus on the CTE a little bit, the kids walk away with their national certification. So if you're in automotive, you can go work at a dealership. They'll work towards college credits because a lot of these classes are aligned with some colleges like Culinary with Johnson and Wells. So you could earn college credits at the same time. Where do you see geometry and construction and high school education with this new emphasis on CTE and making sure the kids are truly ready for the next step, college and or career, right, or a mix of both? Where do you see your vision going in the future?
Bob, that's a good question. I mean, many of our students just go into so many different pathways because William Floyd is so diverse in their offerings. Is we've seen students go directly into a construction trade. Some of our most successful students are doing very well with no college. They went right into a trade, benefits, salaries, overtime. We've also seen many of our students go right into a union, being very successful. Yeah. We've seen many of our students go right to actually Oswego, where I'm alumni of, to become technology teachers.
Which there's a huge demand for right now because of this increased demand of CTE.
Absolutely. We can almost guarantee them jobs right after graduation,
right.
Anywhere on Long Island.
And I know upstate New York, I know of a technology teacher that actually got into a bidding war between two districts as to where they would go work. And that's unheard of in education.
Oh, believe me, I'm right into that that cohort, and I'll be going up to Oswego at the end of the month with over 200 other technology teachers in the state. And I'm sure everybody's going to be trying to grab some of those seniors. I know, sure. I'm going to be talking to some. But going back to it, many of our courses in the upper levels, like juniors and seniors, many of those CTE classes where our kids are going do offer many, many college credits to Suffolk Community College, Farmingdale. So it's actually nice that a lot of our students who are going to go to college, they come out of William Floyd High School with something.
A little bit of a head start.
Yeah, and it also saves them some money at the end
of
the day.
A lot of money, actually.
They're only paying a couple $100 for their credits and their experience. And, you know, it's
about
it's
a quarter
great
of the price when you're doing it at the college itself.
Absolutely.
David's about to find that out real quick.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Zoe, question for you. If I'm a friend of yours that's in eighth grade or a sibling, right, and I'm making the leap from Packer or William Floyd Middle School and I'm about to become a freshman at William Floyd High School, why should I maybe take geometry and construction? Sell me on why I should sign up for that class.
Because it's very, very different from a normal geometry class or a normal tech class. It's both. Like, you get twice the education and twice... and twice of
the learning,
yeah,
in a way that doesn't even seem like you're being taught something, right?
Yeah, it's like you're just being told. Like, you pick up really easily on what they're teaching.
Right. Do you think you're going to build a set of stairs sometime down the road after you learn this? Like, if I need steps on my deck or something like that, you feel pretty confident you'd be able to do that?
Yeah, I'd feel confident. Whatever I learn in this class, I'll be able to do it in a few years.
Absolutely. So, again, eighth graders, geometry and construction, you should sign up for that class because?
Because it will very much help you later in life.
All right. David, same question to you. Sell the geometry and construction, the engineering, everything that the high school has to offer to a eighth grader coming in as a freshman. Tell me all about why William Floyd High School is going to be a great experience for them.
So the classes that William Floyd offers really gives you the foundation for the knowledge that you would learn in college, because how we get the college credits in these high school courses is that you're taking college level material, but you're just doing it in the high school environment. So you're getting that jump start against everyone else, where they could be paying $1,200 per credit, where we're only paying $171 and we're getting three. And essentially, if you take up your classes correctly, I think I will very well be a semester ahead of everyone. But William Floyd provides you that opportunity, and it's available to all students, because if you go through the right classes, you go through the right paths, you can very much set yourself up for success.
That's great. And Mr. Buffalino, your quick elevator pitch as to why geometry and construction should be in every high school.
Learn how to apply math and just become a lifelong learner.
All right. Well, we want to thank the folks from the William Floyd School District, the Career Tech Ed Program, Mr. Vassallo. Job very well done, a lot to be proud of. And maybe we'll have some of your students back and other programs to learn more about what is happening in today's high school, very different from when I went to school. You've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. Suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in. And your school district may be the next one in our spotlight. And don't forget, tune in each and every week to our show so that you can learn about the investments you've made in your school districts and how it's paying off in real-world applications. Spotlight on Long Island Schools. Thank you.